Hey, welcome to the DeviantArt podcast. This is the very first episode.
Aww.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it.
A podcast.
Aww. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? So what's really cool about this is we decided to make a podcast so that you, the listeners or viewers, if you're on YouTube, can get to know some of the faces behind DeviantArt, the comments that you see on journals, the posts that happen on your page when someone favorites and you see the little DeviantArt symbol next to their name. This way you get to know who we are.
And we get to prove that we actually are human beings.
We get to prove that we're roughly 100 people globally, not a room of robots.
Not a pile of algorithms.
Not a horde of lizard men.
Not, the lizard. That was a good one. No, we are actual human beings.
Yeah.
And we're there on the other end of the things that you say, nice and not nice.
Yeah, and through the podcast, we get to have a nice little dialogue with you.
We get to talk back.
We get to share some things that you might not know about DeviantArt, some things that are coming up, and some awesome, exciting things.
It's going to be really cool to be able to have that transparency, talk about stuff a little bit before it comes, and sort of just explain a little bit about how it gets made. What goes into the sausage?
And hopefully to be a little bit entertaining, too. We're going to have some amazing interviews coming up in future episodes, some cool educational stuff, all sorts of things to make this podcast what you guys, the DeviantArt audience, could really use.
We will strive to not be boring.
We will try not to be boring.
We'll endeavor.
But let's talk about who we are.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, my name is Matt Buchholz. You can find me on DeviantArt at GGMattB, and I'm the head of social media here at DeviantArt. So a lot of my job is getting to find and elevate a bunch of artists to show them off to the DeviantArt community on social.
Anyone in particular?
Oh, well, so it's tough because I want to make sure that people see all the artists that they know and love already.
Right.
So you're Loish, Dave Raposa, Arvalis, Yume, all the great
classics.
Artists. All the classics. But also I want to find the artists that really are doing amazing things but just might not have all the eyes on them yet.
Anyone in particular?
So, Human MGN, Silly Jelly, Soyochi, like a lot of people are really just in my feed right now that I'm loving getting to share, but it's super fun to get to do that. Like, I love finding art and getting to share that with people.
It's always cool being able to put new artists under a spotlight like
that. It is. And I'm joined today with Justin Mahler, CCO, Chief Creative Officer of
Sounds impressive,
DeviantArt.
Doesn't it?
It does. It is.
It's not.
Well, tell us a little bit about your time at DeviantArt.
Well, okay, so I joined DA in 2001.
That's like year one.
Well, yes.
Year
it was,
two?
It was 10 months in.
10 months in.
10 months in. So it was June 2001 I joined. And like that was it for me. Like that was the end of the rest of my life. And like, no, but really. So ever since then, you know, I've been a digital artist. So I started off like, you know, pretty rank amateur on DA.
Yeah.
And just stayed with it for a really, really long time. You know, I was a freelance artist there for, you know, most of my life since 2001.
Still the same profile too.
Yeah. Still Ekud, E-K-U-D. You know, like so many users of DeviantArt, I'm still saddled with decisions I made in my teens. It could be worse.
It could be much worse.
It could be better. It could be much better. Yeah, so, you know, I have been an artist for, you know, more of my life than not at this point, and a professional for nearly all of my career. And yeah, so like a year and a half ago, I joined as the chief creative. And it's been a really cool ride because I get to bring that perspective of having been an artist all my life into this position. You know, my day-to-day work mainly concerns, so it revolves around stuff that we do on the site itself. So like the features that we build and the things that we have planned that are coming once Eclipse launches fully.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of the stuff that we do with the community. So a lot of our activations and contests and the stuff that, you know, we do to engage and interact with the DeviantArt community broadly, I'm involved in all that sort of stuff. And it's cool because I'm able to bring the perspective of a deviant. I mean, I've been a deviant, you know, I realized the other day, longer than I haven't.
Which is a crazy.
That's nuts.
That's insane.
Yeah. But I do get to bring that real perspective of having been an artist and having been a DeviantArt user for so long into discussions where we're talking about how to build new features, how to build new tools, and like really honestly and authentically represent how useful or not useful, how valid or not valid, and how credible things are for artists. So it's not guesswork. It's not maybe artists are like this. I'm able to actually say from my perspective, which is certainly not to speak for all artists, but it's better to have one in the room than not, I think, when you talk about building products for
definitely.
Artists.
Definitely. And speaking about new things, we've been referencing DeviantArt Eclipse, which is new DeviantArt.
Wow, that was well named. I'd like to meet the guy who named that.
So today we're going to be talking about Eclipse. I got that idea.
Well, I just want to make sure the listeners did.
Listeners at home, Eclipse, brought to you by Justin. we're going to be talking about Eclipse and kind of the whole process behind that, because it's been a massive undertaking.
It's a huge undertaking.
19 years in the making.
Yeah. So prior to
DeviantArt.
Prior to joining the staff, you know, in this role, I didn't realize quite what an endeavor it was to update a website like DeviantArt. I didn't get it, because I'd updated my portfolio, you know, many times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to change the background color, it's a CSS change. You know, you change a value and then that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, let's get started with where DeviantArt is currently.
Yeah.
So how do you see DeviantArt kind of as it is maybe a month, 2 months ago, before Eclipse really started rolling out?
Yeah, look, I'm under no illusions, and I don't think any of our executive team or anyone who works here at DA is under any illusions as to what the site currently is and where we currently stand.
Yeah.
You know, DeviantArt, let me start by saying something. I really mean this. DeviantArt is a special place. It's a unique place on the internet. You know, it's such a creative, welcoming, warm, constructive place where you don't need to be in any kind of box, or you don't need to fit into any kind of descriptor to join DeviantArt and really grow. You know, we will nurture your creativity. It's a safe place like that. You can be an absolute beginner, come to DeviantArt and be at home immediately. Or you can be a total professional who's been doing it their whole life, come to DA and find your audience and find your space. And I think that's a really special, necessary thing in this world. That if you're just interested in creating and you want to find that affinity with other people who are interested in what you're interested in, DA is just such a great place for that. That's always been true of DeviantArt.
Mm-hmm.
What's also true is that the site itself is a bit dated right now. Like, we get it. You know, I think that everyone who works here is perfectly aware of what the existing website is. And it's an extremely functional site.
Mm-hmm.
It works beautifully. You know, there's no two ways about it. What it does really well. But it's also not necessarily super viable in 2019, as if you're coming and this is your first impression of what DeviantArt is, you're going to feel like this site is a little out of touch, you know? If you've been here for years and years, it feels like home, you know? It feels like just this wonderful, warm and welcoming place.
Yeah.
You know, totally. But with any community and any network online, you know, fresh blood is important. Having new people come in and like starting the process of moving from being an absolute novice through to a hobbyist, through to wherever you want to take your creative career, it's really important to have that sort of new life flowing through a network like DA, because people drop in and out of creative stuff as time, career, family allows.
Yeah.
So that's important to have new people to make the artwork and new people to come and see your artwork as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's where DA is right now. It's a wonderful, necessary place in need of a bit of a facelift.
So what are some like goals and changes we're looking at for Eclipse as we build it out?
I think what we're trying to do is make a place where the art comes first. You know, you land on the page, there's no ads, which is nice.
That's a major perk.
Very nice. And the art is really put, you know, right first and foremost, for so your eye's not distracted, not taken anywhere else. It just exists on a beautiful stage. You can enter into theater mode, which I like to do. Stay in that mode and start browsing through artwork and really have that, you know, deep immersive experience. So yeah, I think that giving every artist a place to showcase their work like that in a format that's a lot more professional and clean than perhaps the previous iteration was, was really important. And I mean, I feel like those two goals in and of themselves are a great starting point for Eclipse.
Awesome. Now, going into that sort of change over 19 years of legacy content, that's got to be difficult. So what kind of challenges do you find when making those changes?
Well, when you're updating a site like DeviantArt, you need to consider how many things you're actually updating at once.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to break this down into talking about atomic units. When you look at any other website, any other social network, usually there's like one unit, whether it be the tweet or the Instagram post or the Medium journal type thing, right? It's the main thing that they do with a couple of little add-ons and a bit of a browse. DeviantArt has all the things I just mentioned insofar as that we have a status update. We have a journal. We have a place where you can browse art, search for art, sort art by all these different sorts of categories. the profile page itself, which contains all of those things again in a different context.
Everything repackaged.
Everything repackaged. Look, the point of illustrating the amount of units that we have on DeviantArt is to show that all of these things need to coexist with each other in different contexts. And when you update them, there's a lot of things to consider and talk about and make sure synergize in an update. So that, and mapping all of that to 19 years worth of back content.
Right.
It's not easy.
Yeah, it's just not the places where they fit in as you built it out.
No.
Now it's actually making a homogenous, like holistic sort of view of the website.
Exactly.
And of that experience.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, look, I can go into a lot greater depth on that. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. I think I could take up the entire rest of the podcast, you know, in discussing just how many aspects there are to DeviantArt. But when you consider what you can even do when you hit that submit button from, you know, deviation to poll to, you know, journal, post, the forums, chat, groups. These are all websites mm-hmm. in and of themselves.
Yeah.
Like other networks do just this one thing in and of themselves. We do all of them. An update is just such a massive undertaking when you have that many products on offer.
Yeah, because again, you change one, it changes across the website because it exists in so many places.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all these changes being put into place, why are they essential to our artists? Like what makes this update so valuable for our artists?
It gives us a base to build on. That's what Eclipse really is. I mean, I'm really looking forward to when we don't say Eclipse anymore.
Oh, aren't we all?
It's going to be great. It'll just be DeviantArt.
It'll just be DeviantArt.
But no, when this new version rolls out, we're going to have a 2019 version of the, you know, the site that we love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure most people listening to this probably at least like DeviantArt. If don't love it,
yeah,
it'd be weird to tune in otherwise.
I've been on there over a decade now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long time, man.
Oh, you can see all my OCs from early, early years.
Oh, I'm going to check that out.
Oh, please don't.
I'm going to. GG Matt B, that was the username.
Yep, get ready for them. Lots anyway. Of ninjas and pirates.
All right, so Eclipse is a base for us to build on because DeviantArt and its product offering has been, you know, it's been around for a long time. You know what you get with DeviantArt, but there's an opportunity for us to offer a lot more mm-hmm. once the site feels like the kind of site you expect to be encountering in late 2019. So that's what it is. It's a base. It's a viable base for us to build tools and you know, create a jumping off point for new things in the future.
When people want to give feedback for Eclipse, because we're starting to roll it out, more and more people are being able to experience it and get to play around with Eclipse.
We're nearly completely out.
It's almost to 100, yeah.
Yeah.
People can now give feedback on it.
Which we do listen to.
We are listening to
I feel
all
like
of
the,
that feedback.
If you see how Eclipse has evolved since the beginning, like a lot of that evolution came directly from like user feedback. We put those the journals out with the changelog and everything like that, and we read the comments and we stack rank things based on how much we're hearing about it. Like it all gets heard.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to leave feedback, you can go to eclipsefeedback.com, or if you're on Eclipse already, you can click on your little avatar icon, drag down to leave feedback, and just put it there. That's the best way. It gets to all the right teams, and it will be read. So make sure to do that.
You can even give us feedback on the podcast.
You can give us feedback on the podcast, but if you do that, go to deviantart.com/team, which is where these podcasts will live, and you can just leave a comment right on the journal there.
Yeah.
And those will be things that we can respond to. We can see how you feel about the podcast.
Well, I mean, we can answer questions directly.
We can answer questions directly.
We can take requests for people you'd like to see interviewed.
Oh, I love
Bits,
that idea.
Sketches. Please request for us to do sketches.
Please don't.
A radio play. Would you like us to do a radio play?
Oh, I would love a radio play, though.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But either way, we're open to feedback is what we're trying to say.
Well, that's one of the best parts of this entire podcast initiative.
No doubt.
You guys now get to talk to us in such a better conversational way.
These are our faces.
Yeah.
You'll be talking to us. We will answer. We'll read your question. We'll talk about it.
But again,
probably.
You'll be able to find all these podcasts on deviantart.com/team.
Go team.
And we really appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. Again, I'm Matt Buchholz. You can find me on DeviantArt at ggmattb.
I'm Justin Maller. You can find me at /EKUD.
And thank you for watching. Have a great one, guys.